This is the Black Diva Daily Podcast, and I'm your host, Danny B, here to inspire you with your daily dose of Black Girl Magic. This podcast highlights Black female bloggers that generate inspiring work and encourages all Black women to live their best life. So continue to tune in Monday, Wednesday, and Friday so that you can get your life on the daily. It's Money Monday, episode 172 of the Black Diva Daily Podcast. Today's post is titled, 5 Tips to Help You Spend Smarter in the Fall by thefinancebar.com. The fall season is approaching quickly, and we all have some items that are still outstanding on our to-do list. Whether it's consolidating summer debt or enjoying the season with less financial restrictions, you may need guidance to reestablish your finances and refocus. Take into consideration these tips to help you regain control and conquer your fall finance goals. Consolidate spring and summer debt. Sometimes many of us allow the warmer months to derail our financial focus. Instead of sweeping it under the rug, become completely aware of your current financial position. Take an account of any outstanding debts and amounts. Focus on getting organized. Establish a personalized repayment plan to actively pay towards debt. Adopt a no-spend month. Who doesn't love a good, healthy, and beneficial challenge? Temporarily adjusting spending habits to place your focus on the essentials recenters your focus. Create a plan that works for you. For example, write down necessary household purchase items and resist the impulse to pick up items not placed on the list. You'll be surprised how 30 days of financial focus can propel you. Wait it out. Is there an item you've been eyeing? A quick weekend getaway? If possible, create an environment where time is actually on your side. Keep an eye out for sales, discounts, and deals. Shop around a bit before making any hasty purchases that may cause you to spend more than anticipated. Evaluate your holiday budget. The holiday season is quickly approaching. What's a better way to get prepared without causing unnecessary strain on you and your pockets? Try your hand at beginning your financial preparation today. Implement a savings plan that can comfortably fit your budget. This can be with an amount as low as $20 per pay period and can increase over time. Enroll in text message alerts. Unfortunately, around this time of year, there are an increased number of identity theft and fraudulent charges that may wreak havoc on many people. To stay ahead of the curve and in the know at all times, enroll in online banking and opt in for Metris alerts, which will assist in identifying fraudulent and or suspicious activity. Periodically checking all your accounts throughout the day is a safe and time-sensitive way to ensure your money is truly protected. Preparing for the fall doesn't have to be backbreaking or stressful. Do your best to regain control and stay true to your financial goals. Take your time, establish a financial plan, and commit to staying the course. You've just listened to the post titled, 5 Tips to Help You Spend Smarter in the Fall by thefinancebar.com. The Finance Bar is a personal finance suite helping women and couples achieve financial wellness through financial therapy, education, and an innovative learning hub on wheels. Creator Marsha Barnes is certified in financial therapy, financial social work, and serves as an official FICO brand ambassador and was named Go Banking Rates Best Money Expert in the Net Worth category. Hey Black Divas, it's me, Danny B, here with my personal thoughts on today's blog post. So, I think that refocusing your spending habits to prepare for a smarter, with a British accent, or whatever accent that is, spending habits for fall is ideal. We're at the height of the peak time in which saving now can really start to make a difference for your holiday spending, because we have Halloween next week, Thanksgiving in about 4 weeks, and Christmas in like 8 weeks. So now is the time. This is our make it or break it for your budget. So I really, really stress the points made in this blog post. One that I'll add is to start backwards. So you know last year what you spent on your family and at holiday festivities with your friends. So use that as your ideal goal that you like to save that same amount. And then work backwards to see how much you'll need to save per pay period to get you to that point. So let's say, for example, $500 is what you spent last year. So if you had 10 weeks, or I guess that would be 5 pay periods, to get you to $500, then you can divide that by 5. So 500 divided by 5, you know you need to save at least $100 per pay period to get the 500. I would also probably create somewhat of a buffer in there because, like, you, I think most people don't think about, you know, having to bring a dish for Thanksgiving or any other additional decorations that you also might want to invest in for this holiday season. All right, keep y'all spending intact. We got this, all right? If this episode left you inspired, please review, subscribe, share with a friend, and tune in on Wednesday. Love ya. Hey, Black Divas, is there a topic that you'd like to learn more about? Email us at info@blackdivadaily.com.